We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we know your eyes are over the righteous and your ears are opened unto our prayers, and that you will never forsake us, for you promise to be with us even to the end of the world. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will make it a blessing to each one. We know that you love each one, and we know that you care for them, and you know what their needs are. And you've told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So bless our precious congregation today. May you use this broadcast service to be an encouragement and a help to precious souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempted luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and hour. Be strong and firmly trust. And keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust in God through every care. Be true and fearless stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed. He is our power high, and to the meek He giveth grace. A shield He is to them that trust, a joy of those who seek His face. Be strong and firmly trust. Not, He said, whatever in their hearts abide, and make you lie in pastures green, in paths of pleasantness He'll guide. Be strong and firmly trust. And with His grace and strength be blessed.
We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcasts with you from week to week, and we do trust that it is being a blessing to you, and if it is, it would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know. At the close of today's broadcast, we will be giving you our mailing address, and we invite you to write us, for we would be thankful if you'd let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. Now, on today's broadcast, we have the privilege of sharing with you a message preached by Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God Universal in Georgetown, Grand Cayman. This message was aired earlier over Radio Cayman, and we thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing it with you today. So may the Lord bless you as Brother James Arch brings us the message on today's Way of Truth broadcast.
I will be speaking on the subject of grounded in the faith essential to Christian influence. And I will be reading from Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Beginning with verse 18. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. What does the word grounded mean? It means to be settled or established, rooted, or a position taken. In other words, what I'm trying to say here today is, once we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, made a commitment to him, then we should continue in that regardless of the circumstances or situation that come to us in life, and finally make it through to heaven. I'm very thankful that we can pause for just a few moments and honor God and help to promote his cause. I have never been sorry for deciding to follow the Master. No. Never been sorry. I thank God for the day that he took me into his fold. And I also believe that once we give ourselves to him, that we should be at our very best in his service. We live in a world now where almost about anything goes. Principles and values that were once held strong by our forefathers are now considered outdated. We cannot modernize God. He is still the same today.
Amen.
And unless people who believe in God and his Son as the Savior stand strong, they may not succeed in this Christian race, in these times that we live in. Listen to the words of this beautiful song that we sing sometimes from the Redemption Songbook, that old book. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life, when the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tide lifts and the cables strain? Will your anchor shift or firm remain? It is safely moored till the storm withstand, for 'tis well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cables passed from his heart to mine can defy the blast through strength divine. It will firmly hold in the straits of fear when the breakers have told the reef is near. Though the tempest rave and the wild winds blow, not an angry wave shall or bark or flow. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold or harbor bright, we shall anchor fast by the heavenly shore. With the storms all past, forevermore. The church at Colossae was quite a famous church, although it was not founded by the Apostle Paul. He did not neglect it. He was satisfied with their steadfastness in the faith. The purpose in writing this was to counteract doctrinal error that tended to obscure the glory of Christ. And he certainly made that clear to them in his writing. If you look into the verses 16 and 17, you will see there, "For by him were all things created, and that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." And verse 18, which I have already read. "And he is the head of the body, the church. who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. In other words, he was saying to them, it was essential to be rooted in the faith. For people are looking for stability in those that are professing to know God. There is already enough faltering and confusion in the world. We must prove that there is something genuine to build on. And that is Jesus Christ, the rock. Let me tell you something, friend. There is no storm can turn that, your life over, if you're founded on this rock and you trust in this great God. Jesus said when he was ending off his sermon on the mount, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And the rains came and the winds blew, and the house fell not, for it was founded on the rock. Paul never failed to remind them of the work of redemption through Christ. You see, if you're going to work for the Lord, you have to be saved and born again, redeemed by his blood. That's the only way we can do the work of God. He said in verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. They are the words of the Apostle Paul writing to the Colossian church. That's why he went on to say, the only way that would continue to happen, if you continue in the faith, settled and grounded and not moved away from the hope of the gospel. He reminded them of the conditions under which they would remain steadfast in the faith. And that's verse 23 that I just quoted there. If you continue in the faith. Now, what does it mean to be settled in the faith? It means to be committed to God and his cause and to stand for it. Let me tell you something, friends. This same Paul wrote one time to them and said that you had to do all you could to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. That's found in the 6th chapter of Ephesians. Not moved by every wind of doctrine that you hear flying around in the world. He said in the 4th chapter of Ephesians, and verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. What strong words. They are the words of the Apostle Paul. It means manifesting the image of Christianity in all of our circumstances and situations, and not giving in to anything. Let me tell you something, friends. Paul said to the Roman church in Romans chapter 8, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Holding to the word of God and not the opinions and philosophies of men. That's what it means to continue in the faith. You know what Paul said in this same first chapter of Colossians? He said there, as ye have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, that as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Let me tell you something, friends. It's God we must serve. Through Jesus Christ we come to Him. God is our Father. Jesus Christ is His Son. He is the one that He gave in our stead, that our soul so unworthy might live. Be careful. Devote your life and yourself to Christ. These are times now that influences that are contrary to Bible truth are bearing down hard on people that are trying to live for God. Christians are being pressured to follow the lust of the world and all of these things. You know what the Apostle John said? For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Paul said to the Corinthians that if they expected to be victorious and to continue in the faith, it would have to be through their stability. You cannot cast any kind of influence for this world around us if we're not stable in the faith. You know what he said? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Sometimes the going might get tough, might get rough, but God never designed a bed of roses for us to travel to heaven on. There will be struggles and battles and trials and tests and all sorts of things that will come our way. But if you hold on to this God, this rock, and remain steadfast to the faith, you will make it through to glory. We're living in a changing world, not only a changing world, but a changed world. And we have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might to keep on this whole armor of God, he said, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Remember, there are those that have gone on before, the cloud of witnesses that trod this way before us, and they were successful, and they led the way, and we have to follow in their footsteps. God never failed one who has put their trust in Him. He never started a work in a human being that He could not complete. But we have to stand on His promises and believe His word.
There is no use to tell me that God will prove unto, for I have tried Him, brother, and know what He will do. His word cannot be broken, His will endure it fast, and on His sacred promise His soul may safely rest. For God is true, His word to you will be an anchor to His soul, will hold when waves of trouble grow. For God is true.
Trouble. and forget you are the heaven stand. Your name in golden letters is graven on his hand. Secure in his remembrance, the borders are his bar. Upheld and safely guarded, thou shalt be every hour. For God is truth, his word to you will be an anchor to your soul. The hold when waves of trouble throw. For God is truth, for God is truth.
We trust our broadcast today has been a blessing to you. Now our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. You can also join us in our services, Sunday morning service 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and they are broadcast live over the Internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin and Craig. We thank you for listening to today's Way of Truth broadcast, and we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.